Jeff, how was your day today?
Oh, I think I took like 3 or 4 shits.
But he didn't give
any. I don't give a shit, though.
Took them all.
Awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
You're shit selfish.
So what did you do today?
He just wants you to talk. He doesn't really care about what you did.
And then I extincted all the dinosaurs.
No, you didn't.
It was boring.
It wasn't as cool as you would think it would be.
You want to take some pictures?
Yeah.
But like take pictures of each other.
Yeah.
Oh no, sorry. What's up? Is that how you think you look like talking to the microphone?
Uh-huh. I try to look like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, okay. Now?
We need a few years of being dead.
Yeah, so. I imagine that's what his death face looks like.
Ouch, this heroin hurts. Too soon. All right, we're not recording, are we?
Yeah.
Please don't put that in.
Classic last words.
We're going to actually remove the next dead bad. And just put in, ouch, this heroin hurts.
Well, we've got our cold open.
Yeah.
Shit.
No, we won't. We won't use that.
You can use it. I don't care.
Yes, you do care.
Nope.
Stop pretending.
I'm not going to listen to this. Care about something, Alex.
What?
Care about something.
What do you want me to care about?
We just want you to care about one thing. Kick it.
What am I supposed to care about? Everything that I could possibly care about doesn't care about me.
He's like Marlon Brando from The Wild One.
Can't fault him for it.
I'm like Marlon Brando from The Wild One, you guys.
Yeah. Except no one cares about you.
Yeah, except for I don't even care about that reference because I don't know what it means. I don't know who Marlon Brando is. I don't know what The Wild One is.
You don't know who Marlon Brando is.
Marlon Hundo?
Millennials.
Millennials, no.
What? Millennials.
I'm trying to throw who into the middle of millennials.
Oh, okay.
Julios?
Millennials.
Mahulio Iglesias? Yeah.
Mahulios Iglesias.
It's me and Mahulios down by the schoolyard.
Julio Louis Dreyfus. Who cares anymore, you guys? What? This isn't going to be your cold open, is it?
No, this is just the episode now.
I am Philip.
I am Matt.
First we'll have a little chat.
Then put on our introverts.
Now it's time for...
Ouch, this heroin hurts.
And we're here today with the Cold Read Podcast crew.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, the creators of the Cold Read Podcast.
The
talent behind the Cold Read Podcast.
The Cold Read Podcast. Who?
The Cold
Oh, boy.
Well, now that has to be
now
our
it has
open.
To be. Oh, shit. Way to fuck yourself, Collier.
I don't care if anyone gets the bit.
All right. Can you introduce yourselves, please?
Let's start with whoever's most.
He just jumped all over.
I just wanted to make sure, even though he was going for it, I wanted to make sure that we started with the most important part of the podcast first, which is Jeff.
Go ahead, Gubby.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Oh,
I'm the creator, god of Cold Read Podcast, if you will.
Right.
Yeah, he's got a complex about it.
Well, because I have a complex just as much as God has a complex about being God.
Well, she meant a creator complex.
Right, I did create.
Oh, hi. My name is Gubby Kubik. I was forced to be co-host with Alex Collier on Cold Read Podcast after so many people said no. So. And that's why I'm here.
And I'm Jeff Arcand. I was originally the second host, but was denied that position after Gubby accepted.
Jeff, I do want to correct you. You were the third, I want to say. Okay. You were third option.
That's great.
If anything, fourth option, because if Gubby said no, then you'd been in.
I have a complex about it. I don't like to talk about how far down the line I am.
And all three of you write for the show. Also, is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah, we've all written.
That's
things.
Right. Yeah, we've all written things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we write for that show.
We are writers.
So, for anybody who doesn't know what the show's all. Oh, shit. And as always, I am joined by my co-host, who apparently is just behind Jeff Arcand.
That's right. I am Philip Simonet, the sixth choice for the co-host. of the podcast I created, and everyone's favorite friend and host of Next Step At, Matthew McLeod.
Thanks, Philip. I'm really sorry.
We're not doing that again.
No, we're not.
Okay, no.
Okay, but I am really sorry. Philip.
Yeah,
I'll see you in about 22
okay,
minutes.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Bye, Philip.
Bye. Shade down.
So,
nice shade,
Jeff.
It is dark though.
Yeah.
Gubby.
Yes.
Alex.
Yes.
How did Cold Read Podcast come about, and could you explain the format of the show for anybody who hasn't heard it yet?
Cold Read, I had an idea after doing some sketch stuff at Brave New Workshop. Mm-hmm. I wanted a place that more people could put up sketch. It's just really hard to do sketch.
Yes.
There's a lot of work involved. You have to put into it. You have to find a venue and you have to rehearse and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite things was just reading the sketches when they were brought in, doing the table read. And I thought that was really, really fun. And I thought it'd be a good idea for a podcast if we just, like, that was the initial idea, and then we added stuff on. But the initial idea was get people to read sketches, cold read sketches for mm-hmm. the first time. And then we add more things on, like we do improv after each sketch, inspired by each sketch. We have a little chat 'em up segment like this show
mm-hmm.
Before we get to the other part.
The other part.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is the chat 'em up segment, and then there's the other part.
But while they're doing the chat 'em up segment,
ooh,
which
yeah.
we call the Scat and Chat or CSI.
Yeah.
We do it in 5-minute segments, and we have three guests. And, so the first 5 minute, one person will leave the room and they'll start writing a sketch right there on my computer. It's my computer.
Yeah. It all happens on Gubby's computer. It's really important that everyone knows
it's
that.
It's really important. And then they'll come back in, and then somebody else will leave, and they'll just rotate until a full sketch is written, which we read at the end of the show. Alex sure. and I read it. And it's pretty great. It's pretty nuts because yeah. they have to write it and read it like and create it within yeah. 15 minutes.
It's one of those things where it's funny when it doesn't work because it's so bad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But then like if they actually have some kind of coherence, it's also really fun.
Right.
To be like, wow, you guys nailed it. That was actually a good sketch.
Right, because we go into it being like, this is going to be bad because it's, but it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, like, no one expects a really good sketch to be written by. Usually, sometimes we'll have people who work together on the show, the guests that we pick, but sometimes it'll be people where I've never really seen them work together. Mm-hmm. I pick like three guests to be mm-hmm. on the show.
Mm-hmm.
In the first two seasons, it's been I'll pick the three guests and they'll write a sketch and we'll have some sketches that we wrote and we just kind of all pool them together. The third season, which is going to be coming out pretty soon. We haven't started recording, but you know, in a few months we'll have that released. We actually wrote all the sketches. I teamed up with a writing crew. We selected a writing crew. Philip, you can talk now. Say hi.
Philip, let me move the shade for you.
Oh yeah, I'm a guest now because I'm a writer on season 3.
And that's all we need because we don't have any other writers, and that just wouldn't be fair on the show. But the writers for season 3 are Hannah Wiedewin, Mary Buchan, Nancy Linden, Philip Simondet,
yeah.
Drew Yonda, myself, Gubby, and Josh. Jeff. We have Josh Kaplan, Eric Nielsen, and
is that everybody?
I think that's everybody.
Yeah, I think that's everybody.
It might be.
Yeah.
Yep, that's everyone. It's 10 writers to total if sure. you include us. So, sorry if I forgot.
God, I
someone.
Hope we got everybody.
I really do.
Feel
I'm
really
seeing
bad.
All their faces, but yeah. there might be someone who just kind of stays quiet during all the meetings. And
I think that's usually me.
It's yeah. It was you. Okay, good.
Yeah, and me you. Too, because I usually didn't write a lot.
That's right.
But this way, I can get more. One of the things that was limiting the show was people who were willing to write a sketch for the show. So now I can just get people who want to do improv or read sketches.
Because mm-hmm.
A lot of people, I'll ask them and they'll be like, I don't think I can really write a sketch, so I'm just not going to do it.
Or they would send it to him at like 2 a.m. the
yeah.
morning before we did it. And it was so hard to
that
get
was the
copies
other thing
out.
That was really hard, yeah. Trying to get everyone to send me the sketches in a timely manner, because I pretty mm-hmm. much do all the production of it, getting the sketches in, scheduling all the guests, casting out all the sketches, highlighting all the parts, printing out all the scripts, not in that order, that doesn't make any sense, and then setting it all up for everyone.
But we do use my computer.
Yeah, Gubby's computer the sketch, is there, yeah. And Jeff really monitors those levels.
I really use Alex's equipment.
It is all my equipment, but Jeff is the one using it, and that's what's important.
And a lot of times, Alex will bring like chips and salsa.
Okay. Oh,
and
yeah.
I'll get down on that.
Salsa. Yeah, Jeff can eat those chips. So everyone plays a role, and it's important.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
It sounds very important.
But very equal at the same time.
Yeah.
Like equal work spread around everybody. Right, yeah. Alex?
No, I feel supported.
Philip and I own this computer together.
What?
Yeah.
You guys did that together?
It's
That's
like
a huge step.
Oh, Philip's back.
Hi, guys. Shades
holy
up.
Shit.
I have 2 points that I just want to make right now. Philip, please get behind the shade again. And two, can we keep this about us? Can we not talk about your guys' stupid computer?
You know, Cody isn't here right now, and so you can't really play that character.
You mean Cody Nelson?
Yeah.
My duo partner in the group Collier Nelson, in case nobody is noticing.
Can you maybe keep this about
You're right. Podcast? I really should. I'm sorry. Okay.
Anyway, so if you guys could talk a little bit about how sketch writing is different. Gubby and Alex, you two have an improv background, and Jeff, you do not. Am I right about that?
I have no background.
He's a shadow.
you live off the grid.
I live off the grid. I grow my own fish.
Right.
And see, this is how improv goes when I do it.
No, this is good.
It's good. It's
so
quality.
Far, it's good.
You're just supposed to be talking about yourself.
I know.
So Jeff has written sketches for us too, and Jeff, for all intents and purposes, is a writing partner with me. We'll write sketches together, and I think you were getting to. I don't know if you got the whole question out.
I didn't.
You were gonna ask how sketch is different than improv.
Yeah, yes? and also how like bringing each of your individual like comedic backgrounds, how it's been influential on your sketch writing.
Right.
So what sort of styles you write in?
Well, I think it's interesting with this writing group, seeing how other people write, because sometimes we have sessions where we'll actually just write during the session. Mm-hmm. And I notice a lot of people like calculate out like the different beats and they like write a whole thing. When Jeff and I wrote a sketch together, we just started going back and forth and like literally just writing
dialogue.
Down whatever we were saying. And it was...
There was no plan. It wasn't going anywhere. It didn't start anywhere, really.
But now it's the best sketch that we have.
Yeah,
it really is. It actually is amazing. You'll hear that. So
so it's pretty improv influence.
So yeah. So I think that's how I write. Is that I just start writing. I don't think about it ahead of time.
And even when people calculate out the beats, they're still improvising. I think the separation is really detrimental for a lot of improvisers, because they're like, I can't write a sketch. And it's like, well, I've seen you do it on stage.
Right.
I mean, you just have to do that and be able to connect your brain with your hands and type it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's so daunting for people when they're doing it. I do know. It's like getting that first idea out. It's like, well, I don't have an idea for a sketch.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can break down the barrier between that and like what improv is, where it's like you don't have an idea for a scene before you do it, you just start doing it, then it can be like, well, you know, a good way to start is to just not worry about having an idea for a sketch and just start writing them.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to more easily apply that, because everyone's had like a sketch idea or they've been sitting around talking and been like, oh, that'd be so much fun to see. But then they just shoot that down when it comes to like actually doing something about it. And so if you're just writing sketches and you get that muscle worked out,
mm-hmm.
where you're just basically improvising with yourself on paper,
right?
Then when you have a sketch idea, it'll be easier for you to be like, okay, I know how to do this. I've written dialogue before. I've written a sketch. I can tackle this in a more structured manner now.
I think one of the things that's most daunting for people is the editing process.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, as an improviser, you're creating on stage, And what you do is what the audience gets.
Yep. Yeah.
And then it's over and you can throw it away and you're done. You don't live in it in sketch. You live in that sketch for, you know, for a month, for 2 months, for as long as it takes to actually get the sketch correct. And you have to edit it. Like you have to be willing to cut pieces out. You have to be willing to throw out half of it if it's, yeah. you know, if it's like, hey, that twist or that tone shift doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Only the initial premise works. So, and you have to be able to take that advice from other people. That's fucking hard to get to.
And so, that's a whole nother muscle to work too.
Right.
I mean, having someone else be able to tell you what needs to go mm-hmm. is so much easier than you telling yourself that, because you're reading it and you'll read, like, I've read a sketch over 3 times and I was like, there's nothing I can cut from this. I don't know how I possibly could,
yeah,
but I know
so
I need
good,
to.
The whole thing.
Everything is flowing into each other and it's good.
This is the best sketch I've ever written.
It's right. not even Anyone's that it's good. It's anyone. Literally like yeah. none of these pieces work without the other one, but then eventually
how did Belushi die? He needs to perform this.
That's I write every sketch with John Belushi in mind.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
The
You'd
dead
be
one.
Surprised how many samurais are in Alex's sketches originally before it gets edited out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to tell him that you already got one.
Scrap the third samurai. Yeah. It's not doing anything.
Yeah, but that's why it's funny. That's usually it.
But they're
when
at a
someone
supermarket.
Says that doesn't work,
yeah.
then it's like, yeah, but the reason, but it's funny because it doesn't work, yeah. and that's why.
Yeah, this is Alex's defense as always. It's stupid because it's supposed to be stupid. It's not that I don't know how to write.
I intentionally did that yeah. bad writing.
Yeah.
Writing is the joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what were you talking about? Editing? Yeah, mm-hmm. that's right. So part of that, being able to get the sketch out, and I think there's so many things working that all of it becomes daunting. And if you if you can narrow it down to one thing where it's like, just write. Don't even write with a premise. Don't write anything. Just write.
Yeah.
And finding your voice that can be a little confusing for people. And it's like, well, I don't think I have a voice. Finding your sense of humor. I mean, every single person has a sense of humor, and being able to get that out, being like, these are the things that I find funny, and this is how I can make myself laugh mm-hmm. and write. Then you can boil all these things down into a more presentable piece of something.
I mean, I still have a hard time writing. I don't know. It is hard to sit down at a computer and be like, okay, make funnies now. But, you know, when I finish a sketch, I'm usually pretty proud of it. It does help having Alex read them and saying them out loud. In the cold read process, I like it. And it's like, people laugh so hard at their own sketches when we're doing the cold read. Like, the writer is the person who's, like, crying. A lot of times it's Alex. Yep. Like, other people, too. Like, Philip wrote such a good sketch that everybody was dying. But Philip especially was dying.
And that for everyone, for the context of everyone, that's on the first season, which isn't up anymore. We had a transfer from Libsyn, Liberated Syndication, but it's just Libsyn.com, to Noise Picnic. And I haven't uploaded any of the first season, re-uploaded any of that, so you won't be able to find it. But there is a very good sketch on that first episode.
Yeah. Yeah, that sketch is good. It's funny.
Thank God no one can hear it and have a second opinion where they don't like it.
Well, I didn't like it.
Oh, shut up, Jeff. Shut up.
I'm sorry. I'll leave.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Shade down.
Welcome.
Jeff's back.
Welcome, Jeff. Yeah. Welcome behind the shade.
It's got creepy real quick already.
We're going to be alone for another 15 minutes.
Behind the shade with Jeff and Philip.
Why is Philip's voice so different behind the shade?
It's like Batman and Bruce Wayne.
Why are his hands so big?
We've got a sketch idea.
Cool. Why are you guys all looking at me like I was supposed to? Look at Matt. He's supposed to move this along. He's the host.
It's so weird being on a radio show where you're not the host.
I agree.
So, and actually, that was a question I wanted to ask too. Why a radio style podcast? Why not actually film it?
Well, and that goes into what I said earlier too, just about how easy yeah, it is.
Sure.
It's about being able to get sketches out easily and have a venue for them. Mm-hmm. Getting a video production team up and running for a bunch of sketches, it's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like without a professional team, it just doesn't, like a lot of times the finished product is just like,
so it's good
enough. Yeah. It's good enough. Like you just kind of go, all right, cool. That's, yeah. That'll do.
I mean, we've talked about it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. We've talked about doing like a drunk history style, maybe. Reenactment of the sketches.
We just wanted to get shit faced.
Where we all get drunk and then just talk about how great the podcast was. No, but like taking the audio from the podcast and like of the cold reads of the sketches and then trying to get people to recreate those sketches for video. That might be fun, but who knows if that's going to happen.
And how about live? Have you thought about doing live?
We have done a live show.
And we're doing another one. Mm-hmm.
So we've done one live show, and it's basically exactly like what we did on the podcast. Mm-hmm.
It's a table read.
It's basically a table read. So, I mean, if you haven't listened to the show, let's get in. You asked this at the top,
right,
but we got distracted. We open the show. The opening is usually different per season, so each season we have like a different kind of opening. Then we improvise the theme song. I have all the guests improvise the theme song to Cold Read. We start the show. I do the intro. This is how the show works. We do the scat and chat segment that Gubby was talking about, where we get to know each of the guests. We just kind of talk to each of the guests. And honestly, it's less getting to know them and more just doing bits and sure, being weird.
Totally.
But then we send one person out one at a time to write a sketch in thirds.
Where basically do they write it?
Oh, my computer.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Gubby's computer, right.
Thanks for asking.
very important. I don't want anyone to forget that. So once they're all done writing on Gubby's computer, then we start the cold read segment of the podcast where we go through. We've narrowed it down to 5 sketches per episode is a good amount. Mm-hmm. We read the sketches. We do improv based on the sketches. Gubby and I will set up a scenario based on the reading. Sometimes it's based on how they read it. Sometimes it's just literally like the sketch inspired. This is good. We want to see this character. Mm-hmm. And then we'll kind of like award fake points after each thing for either a good reading or a bad reading or whatever it might be. And at the end of the readings of all the sketches, we award a winner. And they get to cast out the sketch and pick the improv for Gubby and I to do, which is the sketch that they wrote on Gubby's computer.
And the point system is very complex, and it's gone through its own evolution.
Yeah,
really.
The whole show has been evolving.
Sure. And how has it changed? What do we expect from season 3?
Well, season 3 is one all written by
right,
not the guests. It's been, I mean, we've pretty much, we have one more episode to write at this point, excuse me. And
the episodes are themed.
Yeah.
So they all are. The sketches will
I was going to ask you about that, but I knew that the original episodes were not themed.
They were not themed. It was just whatever. I mean, honestly, that would have been even harder to get everyone to fall in line with. So this one, each one is themed.
The theme
I can probably
this
throw
week is bittersweet heartbreak.
Yeah.
Oh. That's a good one.
This is being filmed on Valentine's Day, so recorded, not filmed.
Filmed.
It is being filmed. No one will ever see that footage.
I'm always filming.
We can probably tease what the themes are. We have all the themes.
Tease
so
it.
What's week one?
Well, we don't know. We don't know the arrangement of the week. So.
Jesus Christ! I thought you said you organized this.
I am going to organize it. I haven't figured out which ones I want to do first yet. But
I help organize too.
Where do you Gabby? Where do you organize?
My room.
And
on my room.
Okay, yep. Great. Okay.
Running gags are not your thing.
Our
Detective Horse.
Our first theme that we came up with is Detective Horse MD. We don't have to get into any of these. We're not going to explain any of these. Our second theme is Second Times. Instead of first times, it's second times. I just explained it. Sorry. Our third theme.
Wait, can you go back to second time? I don't understand.
Our second times is second times, That's the theme.
It's not first times or third times.
No, it's the second time that you
Nor
do
is
something.
It fourth time.
It's not the fourth time. It's not even the first one or the third one. It's the second one.
It's not a time that didn't happen.
So it's a time after the first time. But not
No,
the third.
I wouldn't describe it like that. It's specifically the second time, because a time after the first time could be the third.
But
could
I said, but I said not the third.
But it could be the fifth.
But what if I didn't do it a fifth time?
It could be the first time in a repeat.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, it could be like the second time after a third time.
Yeah.
We did not say that.
So the third theme is
Girls' Night Out.
Girls' Night Out. And the fourth theme is Parallel Universes. And the fifth theme is The News.
The News!
You don't sound very excited about The News.
I'm not, because we haven't written it yet and we don't know if
it's going to be good. We don't know what
it is. It's going to be bad.
Well, News stands for North, East, West, South.
Interesting.
Wow, yeah.
We should take that into account when we're writing for The News.
No, I want to ignore that completely.
You got it.
And that's that. And so the first season was just me and Gubby kind of riffing at the beginning and then just doing the show. The second season was previously on and next week on themes. So we had people improvise what happened last week on the podcast and what's going to happen on next week.
And those had themes too. Well, like TV show themes,
but
not
we
the
didn't
sketches.
Have the, the sketches didn't, and that may have been confusing, but it was still really fun. that was really fun, but it was a lot of production as far as just those first and last parts of the show. And then this third season, I don't know if we've 100% settled on it, but it's going to be SNL themed. Where we'll start and end the show kind of like SNL.
The second season was also hard because we were recording in Afghanistan. So like the travel time was just insane.
Yeah, the travel time was the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, they rented out their bunkers because they've been having a rough time, so they've been renting out their caves to podcasters, which the studios are great, you guys.
Yeah, you guys should check them out.
Yeah.
But like I said,
well, I heard if you just put up some that foam popcorn stuff on the walls, it's really pretty great.
It is great. I mean, you can transform any room, but like especially a cave was inhabited by Al-Qaeda terrorists and stuff. I don't know what they do, but it's
they spend so much time in there. They make it very. It feels very lived in.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Well, have you seen the videos they make? Top notch.
Oh boy. Real good. All Philip, the bats are
Philip,
dead.
Stay behind your goddamn
curtain. Okay. Speaking of which, and I think Jeff could speak to this better than most of us, behind that shade, it's pretty cave-like.
It's cavey as shit back here.
Why are Philip's hands so big?
You don't want to know, Gubby, all right? Stay in your lane.
And now's the time of the show where I throw the microphone over to Philip Simondet for a brand new segment that we call Phillips Corner!
It's Phillips Corner! Cha. I'm going to open the shade up and let you all in my cave.
Oh, great.
Hooray. I'm excited.
All right.
It's like a meteor landed there.
That's right.
I can't wait till you guys do this segment more, and like, I just want to see the evolution of it and how it like gets better and better.
Well, yeah.
Because I know it's a brand new segment.
I mean... We're trying it this week. I don't think he's going to like it, so he's probably going to veto it for next week.
That depends. Spirit. Maybe we get Gubby's computer involved.
Oh, can we use your computer?
No.
Yeah, this podcast is going to be a failure. Okay, this is when I look at each of you awkwardly and make some awesome, awkward eye contact, and words come out of my mouth in the form of questions. Then you answer them. Jeff.
Hey.
Okay, bullet trains. Ever been on one? You think they're really going to be the fastest trains? Do you think they'll ever invent a faster mode of transportation than bullet trains?
I feel like probably planes are already faster than bullet trains, and we're probably around before bullet trains. They invented a slower transportation thing.
And if I may, like space shuttles, pretty fast.
Space shuttles probably.
Pretty fast.
I guess I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming.
What about teleportation?
Mm. And are we talking about the transportation specifically of humans? Because I think texts move pretty fast through the air.
Texts.
Yeah.
Okay, can we rank the speed of all forms of transportation?
What about hummingbirds?
So we're going to rank the speeds of hummingbirds.
Of their wings from one spot.
Transportation of hummingbirds. Position.
Atoms, right?
Oh, like the electrons?
Yeah, like
around
OM.
So what we're ranking
is the speed of atoms, hummingbirds, bullet trains.
Well, electrons, let's not say
space
atoms.
Shuttles.
And space shuttles. Mm-hmm. I would say... space shuttles super fast.
Wait, isn't this Jeff's question?
Jeff can answer that. Go.
Thank you for clarifying Jeff's question.
What were the space shuttle?
Atoms.
Electrons.
Hummingbirds.
Electrons.
Atoms/electrons.
And bullet trains.
I'm going to say bullet trains are the fastest.
Oh, boy.
Atoms/electrons are the mediumest.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Probably hummingbirds are the fastest, and space shuttles probably go faster if they're strapped onto a bullet train.
Yeah,
that's a good answer.
I've given this a lot of thought already. I'm glad you asked that.
Gubby, on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
What do you name files that you don't want people to find?
Pictures.
Are the files pictures?
Yeah, videos, like moving pictures.
So if someone were to be writing a sketch on your computer,
yeah,
and they just like searched folders for pictures.
Yeah. They'd find a lot of stuff. Like recipes and holiday checklists and a lot of porn and a lot of porn and just one though.
Just one what?
Just one porn. That's it. Yeah. I don't have anything to hide, Philip.
That's great.
I put it on the desktop and I name it what it is.
Oh my.
That is great.
That's the real deal.
That is great.
That's the challenge that we offer our guests when they are writing on Gubby's computer is they have to look right at those files and not click them and try to write that sketch. And a lot of people have failed.
They have like the option when they first see the computer screen. It's like, do you want to write a sketch or do you want to look at naughty files? Right?
Labeled porn.
And the recipes.
And recipes.
They're not regular recipes. They're really good.
Which is, of course.
What did you say, Matt?
Oh, nothing.
I'll listen later.
Alex. So on your dream desk, what are your all-star office equipment on your dream desk?
Oh, man, that's a great question.
All right, well, first of all...
Bullet train?
First of all...
This is Alex's question. What's wrong with you two?
This is my question. Okay, so...
Hey, shut up.
Okay, Jeff, can you please?
I'll go behind a shade.
So, first of all, on the far left side of my desk...
Hummingbird.
Gonna want.
Why are his hands so big? All right, that's the third time. I'll stop now.
Boy. Okay, so
what did you say,
let's
Alex?
Start. I was gonna go on the left side of the desk, but on the right side, let's start with the right side of the desk, right? On the right side of the desk, I'm gonna have some atoms/electrons. Okay, kind of more medium desk.
You're probably. Gonna have those all over the place.
I'm gonna do my best to organize them to the right side of the desk, okay? Yeah. In the mediumest part of my desk, I am gonna try to fit a bullet train.
Yeah.
In the mediumest part of my desk, and probably in between medium to right, if I can fit a hummingbird, I'll do it. But if I can't, Then I'm just going to leave it blank.
Regular bird?
You can.
I can?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put a hummingbird there, and it will be dead because I don't want that thing flapping around when I'm trying to do work.
Yeah, that's annoying.
On the left side of the desk, you guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's where I put that space shuttle. Okay, and this space shuttle is a model of a space shuttle.
Whoa. Oh.
And I ripped the wings off of that hummingbird, and I put it on that space shuttle.
Oh, my God.
Not my space shuttle. Looks like a hummingbird. That's going to be great. How many items do I have now?
Four.
So I need one more item?
One more dream office item.
Okay, so we have left, we have right, we have medium, and we have medium right. On the medium left, I'm going to put another desk.
Ooh. Whoa.
Need some more room here, guys, yeah.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
That is spacey.
That is.
Kevin Spacey.
So Kevin Spacey, you guys. Thank you so much. That's K-Pax. Been Phillip's Coroner.
Yay!
Yay!
Whee!
All right, you guys ready to do some improv?
Can we do some warming up? I mean, Jeff's never done improv before, so I'm nervous to get into this.
Also, I had to get some water, so maybe we should just take a little break.
Yeah, we could take.
Oh, we usually take a break.
Let's take a short break. We'll warm do a up. Break. Explain improv to Jeff.
I'm nervous that Jeff's gonna fuck all this up.
I'm gonna.
Well, let's see what happens.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Ouch! This heroin hurts.
Is this Brita thing supposed to be broken?
It's fine, Alex.
It's pouring fine, yeah. But it looks like the flaps aren't on. I'll just put it back where I found it.
No, just put it back. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it.
Thanks, Matt.
No, thank you.
You probably did it.
This is Alex. Whenever he breaks something in someone else's house. You probably did it.
Well, I mean, okay, so it's either you or your cat or your wife that broke it, because you guys live here.
Sure, right. No,
have you had guests over? Could have been one of them, is what I'm saying.
Alex, we have something that we need to talk about.
Yeah, jokes.
Yeah,
aside.
Jokes aside.
Jokes aside.
I'm not joking.
No, you never do. You never do.
Okay, great.
Yeah, jokes aside. And we're not talking about like a sidecar full of jokes.
No, we're talking
now about you're making jokes, Philip.
No, I'm saying we're not talking about that.
Okay.
He's clarifying.
Jokes aside.
All right, I refuse to talk about that then.
when you talk, you're very... Is demonstrative an okay word to use, guys?
You're a demon.
Can we go like Greek or something more offensive?
Okay.
I'm Italian.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
I didn't want to go that offensive, but okay.
So when I talk, I'm very Italian.
Yeah, you're very Italian when you talk.
Yeah.
And sometimes your hands hit the table.
Like meatballs.
Oh my God.
Like meatballs and hitting a table.
Ooh, you know what happened earlier when I was on my date?
You're not hearing me, Alex. You're
I knocked a thing of coffee over because I was being demonstrative
Alex,
for Italian.
Damn it.
With my explanations of things.
Damn it, you're not hearing me.
Mm-hmm.
You're not hearing any of us right now.
Okay.
Your hands hit the table and we're recording. That sounds terrible and very unprofessional.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
I wrote a letter about how it affects my life.
Okay, just try to hear Philip.
Alex, when you are so fucking Italian...
I don't know if the fucking was necessary, but...
Just listen to him.
I'm listening.
Hear Philip's truth.
Your hands hit the table. I don't know why they're so large, but they are. And they make a very loud noise that's recorded on my podcast, and it just feels disrespectful in a way that I'm not used to being disrespected on my own podcast by people other than Matt.
And can I respond?
No, just
I wrote a letter
to him.
You're the one with the big fucking hands.
Yeah, but he keeps
okay,
them under
that's
the
all
door.
I wanted to say.
I wrote a letter too. Alex, please accept our help today. Because we just want to make a good show, and can you also do the dishes when we get home? Sorry. Can you also do the dishes?
Why do you apologize after that? Did
I
you
laugh.
Apologize because they're
because
all your dishes?
Because like
I don't have any food in the house.
Oh, but you do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, okay. Just hear Gubby's truth.
Yeah.
Oh God.
They are a lot of my dishes. She's lying. I'm asking you to do all of them.
Great.
Those Italian dishes use up a lot of... They dirty a lot of pans.
And they talk with their hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm back to the hands thing. Don't do that anymore.
Okay. Great. Oh, we're going to do this two more times?
I also wrote a letter. And I'll just mail it to you.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Alex, I didn't write anything.
Good. I want to hear what you have to say.
I already said it.
Yeah, he said it.
Plus, instead of writing a letter, you should be focusing on fixing that Brita filter. Because it's broke as shit, dude.
Guys, just one thing at a time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I added
the dishes thing on. That was a personal...
One thing at a time.
Vendetta.
Alex, one thing at a time. Just keep your hands off my table.
Where the fuck am I supposed to put them?
Oh, in your butt.
In your butt.
Yeah,
you guys want me to put my hands in my butt.
Philip?
It's professional podcast etiquette.
Why the hell are your guys' hands in your butts?
They are. Look under the table.
Mine are huge, and yet.
Can you guys kind of like push your butts up like a little bit? Like I can't see.
Guys, let's put
I
our,
can just
put,
see
put
all our, of your guys' genitalia.
Put
and
put
I
our
can't
feet on the table so he can see.
Okay. All right. No, that's fair. Those are wrist deep.
They're way in there.
They're really in there.
Okay. I'll put my hands in my butt.
Thank you. That's
all we wanted. That's so nice.
What I'm wondering is, why are we doing... Like, can't we just leave now? We did the improv.
Jeff fucked it up.
He put his hands on the table.
Wait, why am I having the intervention then? If it's Jeff's the guy who fucked it up.
Alex, I wrote you a letter.
Another one?
Just now.
Mm-hmm.
Hear ye, hear ye. Fuck off.
Wow.
Okay. Stuff. That was powerful. I liked the hear ye part.
Yep.
And the part that you, the second time that you said it.
I feel like the hear ye part, like you went to Microsoft Word and you let that paper clip, like, mm-hmm. So it looks like you're starting a letter.
Yeah.
On a scroll.
Yeah.
And he just kind of started the template for you.
Yeah, you right. Let him.
So what are we going to do
I didn't
then?
Even write the fuck off part.
Was, you guys.
That was all
I,
for paper. Well.
You know, it's fine. We'll just fix it in post. It's no big deal.
So can I leave or do I shove my hands up my ass?
Well, both. They should already be there.
Yeah.
I haven't done it because it seems like I'm being falsely accused of ruining something that I didn't ruin.
Well, I mean, it's sort of like... Do you remember when you wrote the sketch about the two girls that were in college together?
Okay, yeah.
And you said that you felt like you ruined it by adding the weird conflict to it?
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, the weird conflict where neither of them were like actually applied to that college.
Right. They were both faking that they were students the mm-hmm. entire time.
Yeah, I remember that. I think.
Hey, Heidi. Heidi, could you maybe...
Yeah?
I want to talk to you about this bowl.
Yeah, we're talking
now. It looks like you made macaroni and cheese and didn't wash it.
Listen, it's just that I've been really busy this week. I have, like, so many classes.
Oh, me too. I'm totally signed up for so many classes here.
Yeah, and I thought Thursday was our cleaning day, so I just kind of let things go till Thursdays. That's when we have all our parties and stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm busy. I have so many classes, too, and it's just like great. I'm totally legitimately signed up for classes here at this college.
So
like
am I.
Oh, rise and shine, girls. Hey, what's up?
What's up?
We see a guy standing up out of bed. There are bunk beds, only one of which has been slept in.
Yeah. Rise and shine, like, literally, because I, like, shined my knob in the guy's bed. You guys
we're
think
having,
I'm cool.
We're having a conversation and a very
Heidi,
real.
Yeah, no, no, no. Yeah, no, Heidi, I just got to go to class. I'll see you in PE.
I'll see you in Phi Ed class that I'm legitimately signed up for.
He leaves.
God, that guy, right? Why does he keep coming over here?
He enters again.
Oh, man. Sorry, guys. Forgot my knob shiner. Got to go in there, grab it. Let me just rustle around in those sheets again.
Uh-huh.
Buck, you guys think I'm so cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to be in your room for a sec.
Okay. Hey, did you get that history homework? Oh, whatever, he's fucking in our room. So, anyway.
You know what, though? I get it. It's just part of the college experience.
It's just how college students who are part of college
it's totally
are. He's having sex with our bed again. He puts his dick between the mattresses and then like puts lotion all around it. I have to clean it so many times. Oh God.
You know what? Like, I get it. I get that's part of the college lifestyle. When I signed up legitimately for classes here, I knew that this would be a part of the experience. So
yeah, I just didn't know that like sperm always had blood in it.
We see him walk slowly through the room and leave again.
Bye. Yes.
Anyway.
Did you
get a bill for the classes?
A bill for all the classes? Yeah.
Because I totally got a bill.
I totally got a bill.
Through the school for the classes I'm legitimately signed up for.
I went to administration and I was like, here's my check.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I could show you my school ID if you wanted to.
I mean,
like,
so
it's
can...
on my purse, which is over by the other desk. And I mean, but I could if you wanted to.
I have my papers right here.
The guy enters one more time.
Hello, girls. Heidi, sup? I don't remember your name. I don't really care because I'm having sex with Heidi. At least I'm thinking about it when I'm fucking in bed. Anyway, I just realized that when I went in there, all I did was I fucked the bed again. I didn't grab that knob shiner. So I'm going to go wrestle around real quick and we'll see what's in there. Yeah, you know, now that I think about it, I feel like the weird conflict was that was a guy that I wrote that was having sex with a bunk bed.
Well, he just didn't seem to really have a purpose in that scene, but other than that, I thought it was one of your best works.
You thought I should have cut out the...
The guy that didn't really have a purpose in the scene?
Yeah, he's funny as hell, though.
He's funny. Yeah, he's super funny.
Well, that's what sketch is about, and I guess that's why I have a podcast about sketches and you don't.
Wow.
But I also think that guy needs to go to the doctor because if he's bleeding every time he comes, like, that's... a pretty bad sign.
Yeah. Either he needs to go to a doctor or they need to like have softer sheets.
Yeah.
Like,
were you writing that about yourself? Was it a reflection on
I don't
what
know
your
if we really need to get into that. But I mean, you know, Matt, it's just like weird that you would attack that sketch when you wrote that one sketch about those two dinosaurs.
Okay.
You're talking about the two dinosaurs that go out to dinner?
Yeah, they go out to dinner and they have some dietary issues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that one very well. They both really enjoyed kelp.
This is kelp. It's so good. I love kelp restaurants.
Oh.
Frank, why are you talking so weird?
I had water in my...
I'm sorry, I had water in my mouth.
Oh. On account of the kelp, I suppose.
Yeah, it was in my teeth, and now it's not.
Affecting your throat muscles.
Yes.
You know. I get that.
Oh, boy. My tummy, right? Is your tummy okay?
My tummy
your
is
tum-tum?
Like...
Your
tum-tum? Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Hey, guys. I'm your server today. I'm just wondering if you, you've already seen me, brought you some kelp. Wondering if you guys would like some more kelp.
Did you just say if we've farty seed you? We've all farted.
We farted seed you?
You guys, I meant what I said. Okay, I'm just your server. Do you want some fucking kelp or not?
I'm not trying to pick a fight with you, bro.
Dude,
I'm just
trying
to get down
me?
On some kelp.
Okay, so I got
clearly,
a kelp.
Clearly, Randy the Stegosaurus has taken offense to Daryl the server.
Boo?
Yeah, Daryl the Pterodactyl. And I got kelp in that kitchen. He's waiting to get eaten by a dino. Sore. So if y'all want some dinosaur kelp, I can go get it for you. But if you're going to talk about how I speak, I'm going to get real pissed and fly away.
All right, we'll have some more kelp.
Well, I'll just take some kelp then.
I'll have some more
I'm
kelp.
I'm not trying to start a
Thank you.
Start
okay.
A problem.
Okay.
God, that guy talks so fucking weird.
Yeah, I don't know what really went through an evolution of sounds.
Yeah, it's like... Maybe he has some kelp stuck in his teeth.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
You getting a little stinky?
I think I might be getting a little stinky. You might be right.
I think I just let a little stinkosaurus.
You laying some stinkosaurus eggs?
Yeah, I'm laying some stinkosaurus
eggs. Hey, guys, this is Daryl again. I'm back. I forgot the kelp. But...
Remembered your name.
I have been noticing a little bit of stink.
Are you okay? Are you breathing okay? Oh no!
Gotta get that kelp out of your teeth.
Oh. Is it a piece of kelp or
no?
Stink?
I only eat the fucking food at this restaurant. It's terrible.
Oh. Oh no!
What have we done with our lives?
No.
Just then, a meteor strikes and kills all of the dinosaurs.
Yeah. I always thought that was a cop-out. I thought that was a cop-out, Matthew, that you just ended it with a fucking...
I thought that was an interesting twist.
I thought it just made sense. Everybody equates dinosaurs with dying from a meteor.
Yeah, but Daryl like was an go-to. Unnecessary character, too.
And I don't know why you wrote all of his lines on your phone. Like, it just created, like, language problems.
Yeah, text to or voice to text doesn't always work out.
Voice to text has not always been my friend, but I like the you know ambiguity of the text that you get from that.
Yeah, but you're the only one that likes that, Matt.
Well, maybe I liked that it was stupid.
That's fair.
That's fair.
That's fair. Phil's written some pretty stupid sketches.
Yeah, Phil, you have written some stupid sketches.
Yeah, like the one about the guy who takes a taxi because he like ran his car too long.
And because he really likes talking to taxi cab people about his life.
Right, that's the more important part.
I thought that one would be a stupid idea because I was like, what if I wrote a sketch where everyone only talks in questions?
Right.
Hey, is this cab going to the airport?
No, maybe here's a
deal. I didn't get very far with that sketch, you guys.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid, Phil.
I mean, I thought it'd be a cool idea.
It's conceptually interesting, but execution was a little lacking.
I mean, I'm no Jeff. I can't pull off the high-minded concept sketches.
Yeah.
Yeah, well
I'm not sure if that's a compliment.
Like there was that sketch that you wrote, and I thought this was one of the best examples of your high-minded concept sketches, where a guy, he gets into a taxi cab.
Right.
And
he just, everyone talks in questions.
But there's like a Shakespearean tone. I feel like such a hack.
Yeah, there's a Shakespearean tone to it because it's based in
King Lear.
Ancient Greece.
Yeah.
King Lear based.
Yeah, totally.
Let's hear that.
King Lear.
Wait, no,
yeah.
That's not how this works.
Good day, good cab driver, sir. Could you take me to the meadow?
The meadow? Hey.
Do you know which meadow of which I speak?
I can't remember the last time I've been to a meadow in question.
Do you not treat yourself to a day of leisure?
When was the last time I've treated myself to a day of leisure? Work is my life.
How can one prioritize one's mode of business making over one's mode of life enjoying?
Which one is the right one to choose? I need money, I need time for myself, but which time does my wife need?
Who can say what another needs?
What is this world in which we live ourselves inside?
Is that a meteor coming?
Hey, is this the Earth? I'm a meteor, maybe? I thought that you could have edited out the meteor. I thought that was an unnecessary addition.
That's basically your dinosaur waiter.
I mean, yeah, I guess you could say it's my dinosaur waiter.
Your dinosaur waiter or the knob shiner guy. I don't remember what his name was.
I don't remember.
Or the no guy in Philip's sketch.
Yeah.
But I thought that sketch was great. It was just so high concept. It was like inaccessible to me.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of people
inaccessible didn't get it. Sketches,
Gabby. Wow. Okay.
I mean, you trying to recreate the entire Bible in 1 2-minute sketch?
Listen, I am a follower of God.
Duh. But you don't need to like cram it down everybody's throat with all that.
Oh, I think
you know,
does.
Imagery.
Which one are we talking about? Tweet Bible?
Yeah.
Twitter Bible?
The Twitter story of the
Twitter
Bible.
Twitter Bible, yeah.
And so it shall be Earth and then other stuff on it.
Hashtag land.
Hey.
Hashtag animals.
Hashtag my son. Hashtag he's dead now.
In Eden, at Eve, hit me up.
Devil emoticon. Fire emoticon.
Hashtag, I've got 4 different voices.
It was a hard sketch, right? Because there wasn't a lot of like character development, which I realized afterwards. Like having characters that can have dialogue is like really easy.
Yeah.
But like writing a story through tweets is...
It's pretty hard.
It's challenging, but I'm not one to say no to a challenge.
It is interesting to have all the characters be anonymous and unclear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do well.
Well, and then, you know, I think it was interesting how at the end you did have... one of the characters say that all the other characters were the same voice, and like they think that's why they said that in the sketch, and like they shouldn't feel stupid.
Oh right, I forgot about that part. But thanks for bringing that up.
Well, yeah, no, I just thought that was an interesting part that like connected with me for some reason.
Well, that's because you like meta sketches.
Yeah, you love meta sketches.
Like that meta sketch you wrote, meta sketch.
Yeah,
meta sketch, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was meta sketch.
Help me! I'm inside a sketch. Help me, reader. Dear reader, please help me inside this sketch. I'm inside a sketch right now. Whoa, there's a slide into another sketch. Help me, I'm falling deeper. There's a rabbit down here, and it's building a hole. It's a rabbit hole. Help me.
Oh, are you coming into my rabbit hole? Would you like to go deeper into the rabbit hole?
No, please help me, dear reader.
Hi, I'm the writer of this sketch. I'm gonna go now. You guys have fun. By the way.
Hey, Alex. Do you want to go deeper into the rabbit hole with your character and me?
No, I don't.
Alex, please, I'm your mother.
Nope, I refuse to do any of this.
I'm the representation of all your hopes and dreams.
I refuse to believe that, even though I wrote you.
Why are you denying yourself on the page?
Because I deny myself in life.
I'm the audience, and I'm just... I gotta be honest, I'm not into this sketch. It's got too many layers. I can't follow it. It doesn't feel like...
Is that how you feel about your own work, Alex?
Yeah.
No, it's how everyone feels about my own work, and I guess I am how everyone else feels about my work, so that's like who I am, so I guess I am just a feeling.
And a meteor
layer. You guys, it's not about getting it, it's not about... I mean, it's just me, and like, it's more of an artwork for people to look at, and like if you feel something great, and if you,
you
don't,
know, I,
you don't.
I for one think that it's pretty admirable that you put your feelings and all the different textures of your feelings on the page.
Oh, thank
you.
Admiral Joe. Jeff, you wrote that sketch.
Oh, that's right. Admiral
Joe. That was the funniest thing you wrote.
That was, without a doubt, funny. Every line
of that. What I tried to do with that sketch
is make it funny.
A little
bit derivative of Popeye the Sailor, though, I thought. I mean, I'm not trying to bring it down, but it was your best sketch.
It was a smart framework.
It was a really smart...
Don't call it
derivative. I'll shut up.
Admiral Joe! Admiral Joe! Wake up, Admiral!
I'm awake now.
Admiral Joe, eat some spinach. You need to wake up. Here.
Admiral Joe eats spinach and grows his... biceps to four times their normal size.
Bloop, bloop. Arr, you're so pretty, matey.
Admiral Joe, I'm so glad that you noticed. I've always wanted you to notice how pretty I am. That's the only reason I joined this crew.
Ha 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 ha.
Hey, Admiral Joe.
Yeah?
Want me to shine your knob?
That's disgusting. I respect you as a woman. Can I take you on a date and meet your parents?
I just kind of want to shine your knob, Admiral Joe.
All right, female sexuality is something I like to...
Admiral Joe leans back.
I'm singing. Is that okay with
you? No, I appreciate that. Do you have any,
Kleenex?
No. No, I'll use...
You have snot coming out of your nose, darling.
Please, I just want... Please accept me as I am.
There's a little blood in your snot.
I can't help it, okay? It's really dry on the ship in the ocean.
It's so dry, the salt burns inside all of our bodies.
The first mate bursts in on the scene.
Hey! You guys want some cheeseburgers?
Ah, my pants!
Oh, my nose!
And a meteor strikes the entire scene.
Pew, pew, pew.
Oh, I can't believe we survived that meteor, Admiral Joe.
That's amazing.
I've never been so hot in my life.
It must be all that salt water. It ate the meteor.
Mm-hmm. Too bad the first mate's super fucking dead.
Yeah, but he left his cheeseburgers.
And they eat themselves happy.
I'm happy now.
Boodle-a-doop.
Yeah, that was...
That was
that actually was one of my funniest.
And you know what?
Now that I really think about it, it wasn't derivative at all of Popeye.
No.
There was just that one thing at the beginning where...
the spinach.
Just like, the one spinach.
Someone related to ships and stuff
and ate
spinach.
That was probably just an accident.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have somebody read it, like, in the Popeye sounds, and not like that weird pirate...
in the Popeye sounds?
Pirate voice?
Yeah. Sounds of Popeye. I love that album.
Oh, well, speaking of being musically influenced, Philip...
I write a lot of music sketches, you guys.
Yeah. I mean, that one particular sketch that was influenced by all the old movie musicals.
Do I still have to shove my hands into my ass? I just want to check you guys.
Yeah,
I haven't
keep
done
them in
that
there.
Yet. Yeah. No, I haven't done that yet. Come I just looked now. At your guys' hands being shoved inside of your asses.
Yeah.
It will also make your arms longer.
Oh, okay. I can get into that.
It'll make your butt bigger.
Yeah.
What was my sketch based on?
No old music woman, movies? No cry.
Oh, okay, they're in there, you guys.
No woman, no cry.
Yeah, does Gubby singing that bring back any memories?
Yeah, that's right. I wrote that sketch about, like, what if Bob Marley wrote a musical?
Right, exactly.
And I called it...
Bob Marley and Me.
Bob Marley and Me.
Oh, boy. Jamaica.
I don't know, honestly, you know, thinking about that sketch, I just didn't feel like you could really cast someone in the role of Bob Marley that could have done it justice.
It wasn't really culturally appropriate.
Yeah, it just comes off as offensive as hell.
Yeah.
Especially with his first line just being Jamaica.
Yeah, what the fuck, Phyllis?
That sketch had a lot of undertones about racism.
But you cast a white woman as the lead.
It's right, that's so progressive.
It's weirdly like progressive in a very regressive way.
You cast everyone as white people.
You're obsessed with white people. And Jamaica.
If Tyler Perry can do it.
And all you did was...
Oh, Phillip. Oh, Phillip.
You took the Peanuts theme song and added a reggae beat.
Which is just like... You don't need
pretty
to do
cool.
that.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome. It actually sounds really good.
I don't mean to like insert my sketch in this conversation, but do you guys remember when I wrote that beer sketch about the beer factory where they made beer? And like,
that was the sentient beer factory.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was really good.
Where the two workers got in a kind of a little tiff.
Hey, IPA. Hey, IPA.
Yeah, what do you want, EPA?
Oh, man. I think we can get out of here. And not in, like, the way that we get killed and separated into a bunch of several little places. Like, it's kind of fucked up how they treat us.
I would agree. So you thinking we can bust on out?
Yeah, I think we can bust on out and take over the world.
Oh, now that sounds like a great idea to me. I'm in. Count me in.
Here, the only thing is you kind of have to sacrifice yourself.
What? Hey, that's not breaking out to me. That's called dying.
Yeah. No, that's pretty much it. As an IPA, you're kind of more important than... No one really wants the EPAs anymore, okay? No. They've drank too much of me, and they're
so
like...
So you're trying to get rid of me so the EPAs can come back out on the market as number one?
No.
What's the deal here?
No.
Come on, Chet.
Listen to me. I'm never going to call you by your real name, okay, you slimy bastard?
It's Rodney. It's not that hard to say.
No, if anything, I'll call you... Rod these nuts. Anyway.
Wow. You just got suddenly aggressive. I thought that this conversation was friendly.
Yeah, well, you know, I dropped the whole bit about me being able to convince you to sacrifice yourself. I realize that's not going to work, and I'm just going to have to force you into it.
You couldn't force me. You have an alcohol by volume of 5.4%.
Shut the fuck up. The workers are coming. The workers are coming.
No. Fuck.
That was a good lunch.
I like lunch. I
had a kale sandwich.
I had a kale wrap.
Kale sandwich is pussy.
Oh, boy. Kale wrap. Did you hear that? Did you hear someone just talk shit about kale?
Who would talk shit about kale? It's a healthy choice. I mean, they've been eating it since dinosaurs' time.
IPA talks shit about kale.
I swear to God.
But you didn't hear
it
from me.
I'm hearing things in this beer factory.
Wait, you guys, look over here. I'm just going to reveal myself. I'm talking beer.
Oh.
Okay. Hey, I'm talking beer too.
Well, what the heck?
Yeah, look at that IPA. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I drink better than you, you fuck.
Oh, relax. You're both PAs. You should get along.
We're both pee. Who the fuck is this asshole?
Oh, what a piece of shit.
Let's spill on this fuck. Let's spill on this fuck.
Getting wet with beer.
Oh, no. This is how we die, too, though. Bad decision.
Yeah, I remember that one, Gabby.
I like the musical note at the end.
I think it makes it kind of lighthearted because there's a lot of death.
Turmoil. It was really like about the communist uprising in a way. It was like a very...
It was very Lenin.
Thank you.
Yeah, not a lot of people understood the undertones that were going on there.
Right.
Yeah.
It was very deep. A lot of your stuff's very deep, though.
Thank you. I like to comment on like social issues a lot.
Yeah. That that Jonah in the Whale sketch that you did.
Yeah, that was really about the women's suffrage movement.
Yeah, totally. Just because I, you know, added people from the women's suffrage movement. Gentlemen.
Well, I'm Jonah. Nice to meet all of you ladies.
I'm Gloria Steinem, Jonah. Why do you get to talk first?
Hey, this is my whale. Right?
Your whale! Your whale! This is a lady whale! You don't fucking own this whale!
I belong to no man.
And neither does this whale. You are inside this whale's stomach.
You know what, Gloria? You're right. Just because I'm inside of a woman doesn't mean that I own her.
Exactly.
And how?
If I can speak for a moment. Okay. That's fair.
Excuse me, dear. Who are you?
I'm a woman from the women's suffrage movement.
Do you have a name?
What important event did you do?
The women's suffrage.
See, I felt like, Gubby, you maybe undercut your sketch a little bit by not giving a name
I think I should do more research.
Yeah, your whole no research.
Yeah, me. Oh,
no, it's kind of embarrassing that you would like know almost absolutely zero about the
women's suffrage movement. Up a different character.
It's like that sketch Alex wrote.
Yeah, with all the imaginary people.
The science show sketch.
Right, with all the imaginary people.
Who make up science as they go along.
Right, with the science people.
Hi guys, welcome to the science people.
Yay!
With me as always is my good friend Alexander Schumacher.
I mock shoes.
Yay!
And my co-host Donald Facone.
Thanks for not forgetting to introduce me at the beginning of the show.
Hey, if I could just talk for a second.
Sure. Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm a scientist.
What's your name?
Are you a science doctor?
Oh, are you science? A science doctor?
Wow. Yeah.
You got your PhD in science?
Yay.
What sort of breakthroughs have you made?
I found out science is important.
Oh, did you hear that, kids? Yay! Science is important!
Yay! This is a revelation to me, especially.
I just wanted to say that I think the women's suffrage movement is also important. Almost.
I don't see what that has to do with this.
You have some shitty kids on your show. They just booed the women's suffrage movement. Can you get them out?
I booed you.
Okay. No, it's fair. I'm a shitty person.
Do you know who Sojourner Truth is?
What'd you say?
Sojourner Truth?
What is the word you're using?
God damn it. I hate you.
Ba-da-da-doop. Alex, were you going through a hard time when you wrote that? Like, I felt like it was really like... deprecating.
I felt like the scientist was really an avatar for you in that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You were channeling yourself.
No,
to,
I mean,
into
I know other
character.
Scientists like Bill Nye and Neil deGrasse Tyson and
the TV scientist
Alexander Graham Bell.
Yeah,
is he a scientist?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
You
yeah.
could classify him. So I could have written in another one. I had options, but
that sketch was from your what I call your blue period of sketch writing,
where you were blue the entire time you were,
because I was choking myself.
Yeah, and you also wore blue only.
Mm-hmm.
Abla di abla da was the only thing you listened to.
Abla di, and you only looked at
the name
Picasso
of the song
paintings.
as I'm blue.
Well, I think you only listened to that one part.
I put it on a loop. I don't want to talk about you guys. It's a dark place in my life, and I don't feel very good about it.
Speaking of a dark place, you remember when I was writing only goth sketches?
Oh my gosh. Yes. You wrote my favorite sketch of all time during that period.
Which one? Like, are you talking about the...
I'm talking about Lonely Heart Club Band sketch.
Oh, the one where all the band members, instead of committing suicide, or they were between committing suicide mm-hmm. and hooking up.
Mm-hmm. Right, but, but it's also the Beatles characters.
Yeah, it was the Beatles as goths. Right. That's what it was. That's right. Oh, hello, Paul.
Hello, John.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I'm so sad.
I'm depressed.
I'm sad too, because we've been sitting in this room for 5 hours and we just said hi to each other.
I feel like there's no door to leave this place.
All I've had today to eat was a peanut.
Ringo.
Yes.
Ringo.
I just like saying your name. It makes me sad because it's like, why would your parents name you that?
Why would they?
George.
You haven't said anything.
Oh, George is dead.
Oh no, George has died.
He's dead in a corner.
We see that George decided to commit suicide before hooking up.
That's right, we have to hook up.
Ooh, that's how disgusting our bodies are, because he killed himself with the thought of it.
I feel like just knifing myself in the dick.
Wait, hold on. Alan.
Alan Rickman. Alan Rickman.
Will you be our new George?
Okay.
Take your shorts off if you want.
Take your shorts off, Alan.
Please.
My shorts are part of my being.
Please.
No, take your shorts off. We want you to take your shorts off.
Identify with my shorts.
Why are you wearing a Hawaiian shirt under there? It's so
trying to trick
bright.
Myself into being happy.
Oh, not, Alan, you're worse than George.
Well, I'll go kill myself.
Alan's dead.
George in the corner.
Oh boy, I don't know if I want to hook up.
I guess that one was pretty funny.
That one was genius, man. I'm just basking in that one for a little bit.
I mean, that is my all-time favorite sketch written of all time.
Why write any more sketches?
It just captures so many aspects of human emotion.
Truth and comedy.
Well, I mean, it's the Beatles, guys. That wasn't me.
Did you just get that from
the Beatles autobiography?
No.
Did you meet the Beatles?
Wait a second.
Did you plagiarize?
Did you capture the Beatles and put them in a room together?
Guys,
are the dead Beatles not dead but alive in your basement?
There's so many truths you're throwing at me right now. It's very terrifying.
Truths? So they're real?
Yeah. Guys, I didn't want to say anything, though. It kind of blows my cover now.
Is that why the...
Yes.
Wow.
Did John Lennon break the Brita filter?
Yes, John Lennon broke the Brita filter.
I fucking knew it. Try to pin that on me.
Did Philip put on George's hands?
That's why they're so bad.
And they're bloody.
You guys, why didn't we notice all that blood before?
Guys,
truly disgusting.
Gabby has Paul's computer.
Oh, Gabby.
God damn it.
This whole time?
That's Paul's? Click on the pern. I want to see what kind of porn.
Yeah, I want to see that porn. Yeah. Clicking?
Yeah, it's like, well, somebody's wearing a red wig.
It's really tastefully British.
You can't tell if it's a man or a woman, but they're humping, so.
Heavens, I'm almost done.
Oh, call me Paula. Call me Paula.
Call me Paula, I think she said. Paula. He said.
Call me Amy Poehler.
Amy Poehler's in there.
Amy Poehler.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Wow.
That's quite enough, thanks.
Okay.
Oh, now they're having tea and crumpets together. Mm. I like this. It's tasteful.
Thanks for making a porn with me.
And then a meteor landed.
That would be funny if that happened.
Yeah.
And deserved.
Well, you guys, can I take my hands out of my ass at this point?
Yeah, I think we should all probably take our hands out of our ass at this point.
Oh no! Oh, did you just rip George Harrison out of your ass?
Well,
oh, that's...
Yeah.
George, where are you going? Oh, he ran away. Oh. Dang it, I had so many questions for him.
You just left the table.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Ouch, this heroin hurts.
And that's our show. Thank you to the Cold Read Podcast crew. Thank you to Alex, Gubby, and Jeff.
Alex.
Oh, right. That's me. Yep.
Gubby.
Yeah, hi. Bye.
And Jeff.
That's who? Which one was that?
No, that's you, Jeff.
That's you, Jeff.
Yeah.
You got it.
But thank you guys for stopping by. And can you tell the listeners how they could hear the new season, when they could hear the new season, and what's coming up for all of you?
Okay, so we don't have dates for the new season yet. We're just wrapping up writing, and then we'll start recording. I would say within the next month or so we can probably start pumping those out, but we have a live show coming up. Second live show, March 1st, Sunday. Woo! At Bryant Lake Bowl, 7 p.m. Get your tickets now.
Mm-hmm. Who's that with?
So on the show we have Mike Fotis, Joe Bozic, Katie Kessler, Lupe Mirshevsky.
Mirshevsky
and
Aaron Shepherd.
Wow, that's a great lineup.
And then, of course, us three will be there as well. And you can come. We're going to do a live recording. It's brand new sketches. Sketches from the third season. We're going to be like kind of previewing, sampling those sketches. So you all get like a little sample of what the third season is going to sound like.
And we'll be dressed up and looking hot.
Yeah, we're going to look real good. And that's a little treat for those who come to the live show. Something you never get to see.
I'll be off to the side.
Yep. Jeff will be hidden in a cave. And then, so that's Cold Read plugs. I have Collyard Nelson on Wednesdays, probably just for like one more show when this comes out in February at Huge Theater at 8 p.m.
And through the rest of this month of February 2015, Fridays at 9:30, I'm in the show Kings, which is really great, and it's been going well. And then Saturdays in March and April, I'll be in Yes Anderson at 8 o'clock. Those will be a rotating cast, and we'll do it in the form of Wes Anderson's style. And then in May, Shivin' Me Kittens with Philip and some other cool people at Huge Theater. All these are at Huge Theater on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right. I'm also in that now.
And you can learn more about that by going to hugetheater.com to check out all that Huge has to offer. Do you guys have a website that people can check you out on?
Oh, right, yeah. Noise Picnic, where you may find this wonderful podcast as well.
As well as a number of other awesome podcasts, too. Noise Picnic is pretty much your place to go.
Check that out. We also have a Facebook page if you want to go to Cold Read Podcast.
Us on Facebook!
Yeah. Jeff, do you have anything coming up?
I don't exist.
Right. And Philip, what do you have coming up?
Well, one thing coming up is the local music scene is going to be starting a run on the last Sunday of the month at Bryant Lake Bowl starting in March. I mentioned that because Alex and Gubby are both in the local music scene with me. So March 29th, April 26th, and May 31st are the first three of those. And I'll announce the bands. Why not?
Yeah. Our first musical guest will be Jake Jones.
Wow!
Second, then in April, it'll be Charlie Van Stee. And then in May, it's going to be Courtney McLean. Of Courtney McLean and the Dirty Curls. And so those are going to be fantastic shows at the Bryant Lake Bowl in uptown Minneapolis.
Holy shit, I didn't know that we had such great bands coming up.
Yeah, we pulled out all the stops. Put in yield signs for safety, but we're not stopping. And as always, you can go to youtube.com/PhilipSimondet for songs and minimum fare.
And Philip, how can people get a hold of us?
They should email us at nextatbatpodcast@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/nextatbat. And check us out on Noise Picnic, where you can also find the Cold Read Podcast.
And check us out on iTunes. Subscribe to our podcast and to your podcast, Cold Read Podcast. And rate and review both of ours. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
It helps podcasts out a lot more than anybody who doesn't podcast knows.
If you, I want to say this. If you don't like the podcast, don't review it. just write a sketch about it, send it to us, and that's the way you can express yourself to us.
And we'll put that sketch on the show.
Oh, they absolutely will. I guarantee anything that's deprecating, Alex is all about it. Thank you very much for listening. Until next week, as always.
Ouch, this heroin hurts.